Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the Go.
With the Friday 830 on the Go, I'm Taylor Rivera. It's not as smoky today in the Twin Cities. Brooklyn Park police are searching for a home invasion suspect, and a man believed to be a ringleader in the Feeding Our Future fraud scheme is back in Minnesota. But first, persistent smoke has triggered a maroon air quality alert for Duluth and northeast Minnesota through Monday. The state's Pollution Control Agency has put a multi-day advisory into effect across northern and central counties, warning of dangerous conditions as a heavy plume drifts south. While northwestern cities like Moorhead should see rapid clearing by tonight, communities like Duluth continue to face extreme conditions into the weekend as officials monitor whether to expand the warning to southeastern regions next week. The Twin Cities Metro has transitioned out of the active alert zone after a cold front helped push smoke levels out of the region. It's not expected to be as smoky today in the Twin Cities compared to yesterday.
The thick haze was so bad yesterday that many outdoor activities were called off for health safety reasons. National Weather Service forecaster Nick Carletta says southerly winds have already pushed out some of the smoke, and a following cold front is expected to bring more improvements tomorrow.
Some of the wind fields we've been looking at do suggest that behind that cold front, we could see a return of some more northwesterly winds, which could take some of that smoke further south again. Based on what we're seeing there, it looks like most of that would probably be falling across parts of Wisconsin.
It's still going to be hot today. Real temperatures in the 90s and the heat index rising toward triple digits. That descending cold front could bring thunderstorm activity tonight, followed by temperatures in the 80s and in decreased humidity tomorrow. Al Schock, Newstalk 830 WCCO.
Brooklyn Park police are asking for the public's help in the search for a home invasion suspect. Authorities are urging residents along the 7600 block of Hampshire Avenue North to check security cameras and yards for evidence after an unknown gunman broke into a nearby townhome early this morning and allegedly assaulted a female victim. The suspect is described as a light-skinned black male in his early 20s with a medium build who stands between 5'2 and 5'6 and was last seen wearing a black hoodie, gray sweatpants, and glasses. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Brooklyn Park Police Department as the investigation continues. A shooting left one man dead yesterday afternoon in North Minneapolis. It happened around 2:30 in the afternoon on the 200 block of 27th Avenue North. Minneapolis police say an argument between two men over property escalated into gunfire. A gunshot victim was taken to North Memorial and later died, One person was taken into custody near 30th Avenue North and Washington Avenue North about 20 minutes after police were dispatched. A 22-year-old man is dead after he went missing at Airport Lake in Winona. The Winona County Sheriff's Office says multiple agencies responded to the lake around 8 last night after a caller reported that a man was missing. Crews spent around 40 minutes searching before locating the man, who was pronounced dead at the scene. That incident is under investigation. Minneapolis City Council members have rejected a program that would have allowed the police department to use drones when responding to emergencies. The 75-day Skydio contract had been heavily scrutinized by some residents, claiming the company works with the Israel Defense Force and ICE. Councilmember Latricia Vita argued the program would improve safety.
The question before us is, will this pilot help the people of Minneapolis? Will it operate under Minnesota state law and Minneapolis's policies, with Minneapolis retaining control of the data and with full transparency? I believe the answer is yes.
The measure ultimately failed in a 6-6 vote. A man believed to be a ringleader in the Feeding Our Future fraud scheme is back in Minnesota. FBI officials say 42-year-old Abdikerm Idle of Burnsville was arrested June 26th in Somalia. He was extradited back to the U.S. yesterday. Idle faces 31 counts in connection with the scheme, which swindled Minnesota taxpayers out of $250 million earmarked to feed vulnerable children. There have already been more than 70 guilty pleas in the case. The Twins are looking to keep their momentum going tonight when they take on the Cubs at Wrigley Field. Speaking to Channel 5's Tom Hauser on the WCCO Morning News, Twins broadcaster Glenn Perkins says folks are positive.
They have essentially the same record at this point in the season as they had last year, but the vibes around the team and the feeling of what direction this team is headed versus last year's team couldn't be more different.
Among the reasons the Twins are scoring more runs than expected, their starting pitchers have done well, and the bullpen is rounding into shape. Tonight's game is scheduled to start at 7:10, and you can hear it right here on WCCO. The 87th Minneapolis Aquatennial begins tomorrow with new leadership and new events. The festival is now headed by the Aquatennial Ambassador Organization after 23 years under the guidance of the Minneapolis Downtown Council. One thing that's staying the same is the annual Torchlight Parade. This year's Grand Marshal is none other than retired KDWB morning show host Dave Ryan, Aquatennial Commodore Marie Carroll.
I can remember every car ride on the way to school listening to him. So to have Dave, an icon of Minnesota, being the Grand Marshal of what I think is the most iconic parade in our state is very fitting.
The event runs through July 26th. Finally, the Minneapolis Yacht Club Music Festival is set to welcome massive crowds this weekend.
Harriet Island is gearing up to host roughly 100,000 fans for a star-studded lineup featuring headliners like the Lumineers, Matchbox 20, and the Strokes. Organizers are actively preparing safety measures for wildfire smoke and extreme heat lingering over the area. St. Paul Parks and Recreation Director Andy Rodriguez.
You know, I think we'll be okay. We're working with those organizers on any precautions or modifications, but they do such a good job of keeping their participants safe, hydrated throughout the event.
He says as the festival marks its third year, fans can expect more parking and a new third entrance to help manage crowds. Mark Fry, Newstalk 830 WCCO.
Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.